Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah.
Welcome to Views from Stadium Boulevard. I'm Harley Johnson.
And I'm Hannah Hershey, and we're back for another week of your favorite Michigan sports podcast. And this week we had something to celebrate, John Beilein's birthday.
Yes, it was on Tuesday, I think. And so, yeah, I really wish we could have brought him like a birthday cake, but
like an Enville blueberry pie.
Yeah, as we've mentioned like every single episode of this podcast, if anyone's listening, like has connections to give John Beilein an Enville blueberry pie, this time with like some candles on it, I would really appreciate that.
Me too.
But yeah, we had some basketball games this week. Not us particular. I don't know why I keep saying we. Michigan played some basketball games this week.
I guess you just really wish you were.
I really like identify with them.
This like chair is super squeaky.
Anyways, yeah, I don't really want to talk about it, but I guess we have to. So we played Iowa last Saturday. Was it Saturday?
No, it was Friday.
Because I was on the bus with all the youth.
Oh, right. The youth.
Yeah. I wasn't able to watch the game. I think I'm the good luck charm because I couldn't watch because I was with all these youth. And then next thing I know, I get a text from my sister who's like, I don't even care anyway. And I'm like, what happened?
Well, I watched it and I kind of have a story. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this bar, like local pub, like by where I live. And so my aunt, uncle, and I all like got in the car and went to like this bar. And so we like sit down and we pull up. We
this
like,
is so ominous.
Okay. And we like have the people like pull up like the Michigan basketball game and then like the Michigan wrestling match so we could watch both of them at like the same time.
Oh, I saw you tweeted about that.
Yeah.
It sounded like an invigorating experience.
It was really distracting because I couldn't like focus on like either TV. But yeah, that same bar that we went to was this – is the one that I went to watch the Ohio State-Michigan football game.
Don't go back there. What are you doing?
And, of course, Michigan basketball lost 74-59, and Michigan wrestling lost to Penn State, like, 25-11.
Okay, so it's
so I'm 0-3 in that place, and it is totally my fault. I will never go back there ever again.
You know what I just realized I haven't been doing? Like, rooting for the opposing team?
What are you talking about?
Remember during football season, like, I would have to, like, the day of the Wisconsin game, I was, like, on Wisconsin, and then we beat Wisconsin. And, like, I would root for, like, the opposing team each day. I would at least, like, say something to root for them, and then we would beat them. But then I had a sign in my room all year that said, beat Ohio State. So, obviously, we didn't beat Ohio State. So, I thought I was bad luck, but I guess Harley's the bad luck now when she goes to that particular pub.
Yeah, I'm mega bad luck, and I will never set foot. I even said when I walked in there, I was like, the last time I was in here was a horrible experience. Hopefully, today is better. And it wasn't nearly as bad, but it was still, like, brutal to watch because I couldn't leave. Like, that's the worst part about it. But, yeah.
So, should we talk about it a little bit?
Yeah,
let's just zoom through it. I don't know.
Yeah, let's just get through this. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
So, if you remember last week, we kind of roasted Iowa and just basically referred to them as corn.
Yeah.
Which, like, I guess they're, like, I mean, corn is good sometimes.
So, they, like really showed out.
And what do you think was the main factor in us losing that game, though? Because I personally don't think it was, like, Iowa being good.
I personally think that it was from foul trouble. like really early on, and we had to like stretch our like rotation as far as it could go,
which isn't very far.
It isn't very far for one, and then two, like we don't usually have to go like that deep into the bench, but we really had to, and oh, it was so ugly to watch. I was like hiding it like in my like beanie because I didn't want to look at either of the TVs. But I was surrounded and they're like, "It's okay, Harley, just watch the game." I'm like, "No, I can't."
But yeah, I was on Twitter on the bus with the youth and I was trying not to be on that much because I didn't want to use up my data. But then I saw a tweet that's like Colin Castleton vibed in and I was like, "Oh, Colin Castleton vibed in. That's either really good or really bad."
That's bad. It was very bad.
But looking at the stats now, like I feel like obviously we had 20 fouls, which is a large
number. That seems like pretty low. I thought it was a way higher than that.
I mean, that's a pretty high number. That's like two full, like counting to 10.
I mean, yeah, but I thought there was way more. Like it just seemed like every like time like a Michigan player like breathed, it was like foul. I was like, come on.
Yeah. So then we had to go pretty deep into our bench. So that was just something that we were really exposed for. I mean, I don't know why I'm the one like saying this because I didn't watch it. This is just all from like reading articles about the game.
I think I blocked it from my memory.
Okay.
Fair. I really did.
Shot in the dark for both of us. But
it's not a shot in the dark. It's like opening an old wound, you know?
Yeah. Sorry. We're going to have to do it. But also, our shooting was like not great. And by not great, I mean horrible. Our field goal percentage was 32.3%. And from the 3-point, we were 24.2%. And also from the 3, but just like to note that Xavier Simpson was 0-for-5 and Charles Matthews was 2-for-7. So shooting is something you have to do to play a basketball game. I'm no expert, but...
Yeah, but I don't have the stats in front of me of what the free throws were, but...
Were those bad too?
I feel like they were.
Okay.
Just a bunch of, like, missed opportunities. Just Iowa came out to, like, win, and they did in outstanding fashion. Their fans stormed the court, you know, and, you know.
Now they're the court. I've never gotten to do that.
I don't think we ever will. And, yeah, props to them. They're now ranked number 20. And I think it's well-deserved, honestly. I think Iowa is very tough. And they also just make the Big Ten look really good right now. And I respect that, you know. They're a formidable program. And I take back any, like, negative thing that I said about them because clearly they heard it and were like, let's go.
We were their motivators.
Do you think they listened to this podcast? They called us corn. We're done.
And I'm just like, for the record, I eat like a can of corn a day, like straight from the can. I have nothing against corn.
And as always, Big Ten road games, those are really, truly anybody's time to shine. I mean.
Except ours.
No, rather we're Michigan State. But we'll get into that later. Oh, yeah. We got some stuff for you today.
But can we move on to Rutgers?
Yeah, let's get out of Iowa City.
So Rutgers, like, honestly kind of scares me just in the sense that, like, they're the joke of the Big Ten. Like, we just roast Rutgers so much that I'm like, I just live in fear of us losing to Rutgers.
Because it is, like, projected to be, like, if you lose to Rutgers, like, why are you a program? You
know? Exactly.
Same thing for, like, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly.
T. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we vibed it. So, if you compare our that probably means nothing to people who don't know me. But we vibed it. If you compare our shooting percentage to against Iowa, so I said that – wait – oh, okay. So I said that, like, our 3-point percentage against Iowa was 24.2%. It's been a long day. 24.2% from the 3.
Oh, my. That was very long.
24.2% from
you
the 3.
You did it. You did it.
Okay, I did
Just
it.
Just
keep
okay.
going. And... against Rutgers, it was 47.8% from the 3. So I am no math major, but I think that's like twice as much of a percent.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. I'm not a math major either.
Honestly, any math majors, feel free to let me know if that was wrong. But I think that's like literally twice as much of a percent, which is a great improvement in my eyes.
And if the math was right, I think you should be a math major.
Honestly, I think so much. Calc for who? Try finding the percents.
Yeah, try telling that to some calc kids.
I know, they'd be like,
I got some
STEM classes. But I just wrote Iggy with a little smiley face because Iggy's back. He obviously had a rough patch. I really can't talk to get I'm not an English major either, apparently. I'm really switching my major today.
To truly be math.
Yeah.
It's just numbers and
I like can't speak words. I speak numbers.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, Iggy had a rough patch a couple weeks ago where his shots were just not falling, and now he's back to being our leading scorer, which we really need him to be. So
yeah,
thank
back
you,
to
Iggy.
That like tenacity, like a very like representation of his beginning of the season self,
which is good.
Yes, it's nice to see. It's comforting.
Remember the first time we watched Iggy play? We were sitting in Chrysler.
Yeah, we're just, like, analyzing the whole team because we're like, what are we expecting
here? We're like, why is this kid wearing Mo's jersey?
Yeah, he's come a long way.
Honestly, he can wear Mo's jersey now.
I think
I'll give it to him.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, what are we going to do without it? Like, not 5 minutes.
If we tell him he can't, I don't think he's going to listen.
So what about, like, Charles Matthews? Why are we, like...
Why did I put a smiley face or a sad face next to his name?
What happened?
I don't know. I just feel like I haven't seen him in a while, which is not good because he's been out there on the court. He's just kind of been in like a quiet phase, which is not good because he's someone we really need. And he was a huge contributor at the beginning of the season. And I think that if he could get back up to where he was at the beginning of the season, we would literally be vibing right now.
No, it's okay. We have plenty of time to just like... Not go through the motions, but just take each game at one at a time. And then at some point you have to start the like progression towards like what kind of team you want to be in March. And I think that's like where we're starting at right now. Just kind of like the bottom parts of it, just like feeling out like everything and getting used to like being uncomfortable and losing and not playing well. So regardless of like what is happening right now, it'll be okay.
It'll vibe. The vibes will vibe. Yeah, I don't think anyone's really worried about how we're going to look in March. I think, I mean, Iowa was kind of like, I don't know, scary to watch. Well, I already told you I didn't watch it. But just in terms of like, it did expose some of our weaknesses as opposed to Wisconsin, where I think that was just kind of bad luck. It didn't really expose our weaknesses. There were some weaknesses that were exposed in terms of our depth, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I'd rather those be exposed now than later.
That's a good point. I also think I'd rather have the Iowa scenario happen like when it did, because now we can kind of like have the opportunity to like work and build on like what would happen if we are in foul trouble again and how to like pull out a win when there's the bench on like they have to like rise to the occasion, and it's no longer just for them to like rely on like the starting five and maybe the next two off the bench, but they have
next
to be ready
one.
yeah
I think, and John Beilein is notoriously good at improving players and developing them throughout the season. So if by March, if we have an improved Brandon Johns or Eli Brooks or like honestly anyone on the bench, I think that will be helpful, obviously, but I think it could be like way more helpful than you think.
And I also think it's just been good for Brandon Jones Jr. to actually like get out there and,
like, hi, I'm Brandon.
Yeah, basically. It just, to me, it just demonstrates that John Beilein has seen like the use that Brandon Johns can be out on the floor, and just giving him more chances to like feel out being in his first like collegiate season. And I think there's just been growth in Brandon Johns already, if he's like already being like John Teske's backup.
Yeah.
At this point. And
it's a long time coming. Not really. It hasn't been that long.
Still
but
room
I've been
for
waiting for
still
it.
Room for improvement. Like definitely room for improvement. But yeah, there's just like, you just know to like trust in what John Beilein's doing. And I'm comforted by that he trusts Brandon Johns.
Like, so, honestly, I trust Brandon Johns.
So, yeah, it's like by some kind of like property or whatever. I also
John Beilein trusts Brandon Johns. I trust Brandon Johns.
Yeah, that's like some kind of math thing too, probably, but I don't know what it's called anymore.
You know, like the Thank You Next music video when, when Ariana Grande is like Regina George and everyone's like, if Ariana does this, I do it. I feel like that's like what John Beilein is to me.
That's a very good point. I also agree with that.
Okay, so moving on, we have some superlatives. Honestly, our creative juices like weren't really flowing this week, so our superlatives are like,
I don't know what you're talking about. I think these are perfect.
Okay, sure. So our first award is finalist for the Karl Malone Award, which obviously we didn't make that up, but he actually did like use a finalist. So go Iggy, congrats.
And also congrats are in order for John Beilein. Yeah, he had, with his win against Rutgers on Tuesday, he now became U of M men's basketball's coach with the most Big Ten wins. So
congrats, John, and happy birthday.
On your birthday. That's so exciting.
Yeah. Aw, that's the cutest birthday present I've ever heard.
Yeah, did you see they all like sang him happy birthday in the locker room after? I didn't want to listen to it because I was like nervous.
No, he hasn't either. I was like, I feel like it's gonna be like happy.
You know, it's just like, you know that thing when you when like the football team sings Hail to the Victors and like it's, you don't like really listening to it because it's just all men singing. Not that we have anything against like an all men like choir, but it's just like a very different experience.
The basketball team is not a choir.
Yeah, it's just like five of them. Yeah, I didn't want to watch it because I don't know what to expect. Okay.
So our Vibe to the Vibes award. Okay, Harley did all of these because my creative juices weren't flowing, but all of them.
I didn't answer any of them, and I was just being like dumb. So I guess we're gonna go with what we got, you know?
Alright, our Vibe to the Vibes award, which we give out every week. This week goes to John Beilein.
Yeah, and congrats on being born and for getting the dub.
And for like, honestly,
getting so many dubs that you're now like historic.
And like, thanks for being you.
Yeah. We really love John Beilein.
We're really determined, like, when we, like, hail to the victors, that John Beilein is the victor to whom we hail.
True. That's a good point.
Just food for thought.
Okay, so we got Frosh of the Week coming up, and it's probably Iggy again.
Yeah. But we would like to give a shout-out to Brandon Johns Jr. for, like...
Yeah, some honors.
Yeah, he gets an honorable mention, and honestly... I would love to see him win Frosh of the Week next week, so there's a little incentive.
Yeah, there's some incentive going into Wisconsin. Become Frosh of the Week. Player of the Week.
Did you do that?
I did. Who's the... Okay. Well, regardless of, like, what I wrote, well, who do you think is Player of the Week? Well, just, like, use your brain cells.
I mean, Iggy was our leading scorer, I think, both games.
Okay, Iggy again.
Okay, Harley, the player of the week is John Beilein.
I did. He like runs the place.
I guess.
Cool.
He's just kind of like a player, you know?
No. Okay, next we have Most Omni, which is most ominous.
That's not what it means.
Yes, it is. Most, like, omni is, like, most, like, looming and just, like, you don't know.
No, it's short for omnipresent.
No, yes. It's ominous. No. It's, like, ominous. I didn't interpret it as ominous. Well, I didn't know it's omnipresent.
It's short for omnipresent.
Oh, then I've been, like, using it out of context then.
Well, it kind of, like, it's also synonymous with ominous because it kind of looks like ominous.
It's, like, ominous because your presence is omni.
For those of you who are, like, confused, my roommate Lily and I kind of just speak our own language because we're, like, trapped in our room together so much that it's evolved into, like, an entirely new language. And then I use the words elsewhere and other people started to pick them up. So, I mean, like, not to call myself a trendsetter, but I think I've changed the entire lexicon of the English language.
But clearly you should make, like, a dictionary. Because I thought it was ominous the whole time.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
So just to like clarify, I guess most omni as like an omnipresence. Anyway, Hannah was like looming outside of my biomechanics class. And she was like texting me everything my professor was saying.
I had 10 minutes before office hours started and I didn't know what to do.
And then she was like, have fun calculating angular kinematics. And I was like, okay, I will.
Did you? No.
I was like mega confused.
Okay, so our birthday award goes to John Beeline. Happy birthday, John. All right, are you ready to preview the next Michigan basketball game?
Not personally.
Not either. So we're playing Wisconsin on Saturday.
Where?
At Chrysler Center.
Are you going?
If anyone wants to go with me.
I'm not going. I didn't get a ticket. And I don't feel like paying for one either.
So if anyone wants to go with me, otherwise I might either roll in by myself or sell my ticket. We'll see. But I'm kind of terrified.
I'm not looking forward to it.
But then again, like, we do well at Chrysler.
That is also very true.
We haven't lost at Chrysler in a very long time, knock on wood.
You're welcome.
Like, when is the last time Michigan lost at home in either sport?
Purdue.
Either sport, as if they're only two. Yeah, Purdue. So I was there for that. That feels like 4 years ago. I've grown so much as a person since then. Anyway, we're playing Wisconsin again tomorrow. Obviously, they were our first loss of the season, one of our two losses. They're a very good basketball team, and it should be a really competitive game. But also, the last time we lost to them was at Wisconsin, and Wisconsin has one of the, like, greatest, like, home court advantages, like, ever for some reason. They just really vibe. So eliminating that should work pretty well in our favor, but we'll see. Like, I'm not making any promises. I'm not going to, like, call them cheese like I called Iowa corn, because apparently they blare that through the locker room and it motivates them. No, I'm just going to tell myself
that. All we're going to hear is Hannah Harshey thinks that we're cheese, and everyone will be like, yeah, we are cheese.
They literally are.
Okay. What is, like, Wisconsin been up to, you know? Do you know? I don't personally know.
I don't know.
Ooh, we have a 67% win chance. And apparently we're seeking revenge, but, like, okay.
Like, honestly, yeah.
I think so, too, personally.
I'm personally seeking revenge.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes?
I was just Wisconsin in February so far. I don't know if it extends back into January. It probably does, but they've won their last two games against Wisconsin? What? Against Minnesota and Maryland.
I mean, yeah, Wisconsin's a good team. We know that. It will be a competitive game. I don't think there's really too much else to say other than that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm doing math.
Do you have anything to share?
5. Oh, no. Okay, no, I don't have anything else to say. I think they're on, like, a 7-game win streak, but I can't confirm that.
Wow.
To be fact, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
All right, moving on from that prime analysis, we have some.
I think we're just vibing news. Everything else, though. We just, like, didn't bother to, like, look at Wisconsin because we were just scared.
No, I was just like, we'll just say it's crazy and move on from there.
It is going to be crazy. I hope it's
going to be a hype game at Chrysler, that's for sure.
That is for sure.
Which is kind of why I don't want to sit by myself. All right, so this week we actually have some football news, which is weird.
It's true. Like, for, like, so long, I had them blocked out of my memory. And honestly, I think probably since, like, the Indiana game, I don't remember anything, like, after.
It's all just gone. There's no memory of it.
And I have not thought about them in months.
No, we put them in the timeout chair. We weren't allowed to talk about them.
And I said, social media platforms, I, like, block them for, like, a certain amount of days.
You did that on Facebook. I remember you, like, showing me that. It's, like, gone and for the next 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, I was not in the mood.
But Michigan football is back, because this week we actually kind of have a lot of football news.
I know.
Which is weird.
Like, I had to come out of, like, my cleanse to, like, absorb this information.
Yeah. And yeah, I know a lot of people get excited for football season. I never do, because it just takes so much emotional energy out of me. Like, I literally, Saturdays are just completely used up because I watch the game and then I lie on my floor staring at the ceiling thinking about the game. But anyway, that was an extremely long rant to say that our quarterback coach, Pep Hamilton, who was our quarterback coach, is no longer our quarterback coach. Yay. There was always a lot of confusion around that because we had a quarterback coach who was apparently sort of calling plays, and then we had a Harbaugh who was also sort of calling plays.
Harbaugh always calls plays.
And then we had, like, we vibed an offensive coordinator in, Josh Gattis, who, like, the whole point of him is to call plays. So we're like, they're all going to be, like, calling every other play. Like, we didn't know how it was going to work. So Pep is gone. Bye, Pep. What are your thoughts on bye, Pep? She's, like, praying or something.
Thank you, next.
Oh. That's really
awesome. You know that song?
Thank you, next.
That one and, like, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye.
Yeah.
That's me right now. Okay, I understand, like, the, like, a lot of people were putting, like, blame on, like, the offensive woes, like, towards the end and, like, just kind of, like, throughout the season on, like, Pep Hamilton. And, like, while I also did that, I, like, just, like, projected onto him, like, sure, he could have been at fault for some things, but, like, now, like, with him gone, this is the ultimate example of however the offense is run this year is on Jim Harbaugh now.
Well, that or it's on Josh Gattis.
I think it depends on if he gives Josh Gattis
so it's
free
on Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he could still be really, like, restrictive and
Harbaugh
allows to, like, call things and how, like, the offense will, like, develop in terms of its play style. So I have no idea whatsoever what that's gonna, like, what's going to happen. But, like, if there are no changes to the offense in this upcoming season, then I have to say that it's on Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think a lot of people, when he hired an offensive coordinator, a lot of people are like, okay, this is finally Jim Harbaugh, like, proving that he's not stubborn and giving up the reins to someone else. Mm-hmm. But we have to wait until the season starts to see this.
Never truly know.
Yeah, because Pep is gone, but we do have a new quarterback coach, which it's Ben McDaniels, who's Josh McDaniels' brother. Josh McDaniels, I think, is offensive coordinator for the Patriots. So that's kind of cool.
Sounds right.
But yeah, so we do have a new quarterback coach. He's younger. Now most of our assistant coaches are in their 30s because we have Josh Gattis, who's younger. We have our new linebackers coach, Anthony Campanelli, and then our D-line coach, Sean Nua, and then we have Ben McDaniels also. So we have a pretty young team. We have a pretty young coaching squad, which means that we have a pretty young coaching squad, which usually means that the offense is going to be slightly more innovative, or, like, hopefully a lot more innovative and less Harbaugh-y.
Yes, we'll find out, which unfortunately means that we have to pay attention now.
Remember when we wanted to be the offensive coordinators?
I think we still should be.
Yeah, I think so too. Also, like, weird side note is Pep Hamilton is, like, vibing to the XFL apparently. So, like, I guess we'll have to watch that.
I'm not watching
that. Is that going to start, like, no, it's got to be next year. There's no way it's starting this year. That's funny.
Yeah, whatever, man.
So, next in football news.
Good luck on your endeavors, dude, but I'm glad you're gone.
Remember when you took them on, like, a swamp tour in the Amazon Prime show?
I think that's what started the whole ordeal with my thoughts and feelings towards Pep Hamilton. But yeah, I feel like this was, like, shortly after the news broke about Pep Hamilton, like, maybe a few hours in between, but it was announced that Chris Evans would not be on the team anymore.
Mm-hmm. The Michigan football basically just said Chris Evans is no longer on the team and we're not, like, for some sort of reason, we're not allowed to say anymore. So basically, like, when they say that they can't say more, that usually implies that he's still at the school.
Yes.
And then
he tweeted. Yeah.
Yeah. Then he tweeted that he's still at the school, but he couldn't be on the team for academic reasons.
Yeah. So interpret that as you will.
Yeah. Like, honestly, we all have our academic struggles.
That's... Yeah, that's real. oh, yeah. I don't know if this is supposed to be, like, tea or not, but, like, it looked like it to me, honestly. So, the same day, on Tuesday, and there was a lot going on.
Tuesday was a big day.
Tuesday was truly a big day. True Wilson, who was... He was in for a few games.
Yeah, he definitely played quite a bit because our running backs were all injured.
Anyways, he, like, posted, like, a hype video about himself on his Twitter, and yep.
It was pretty hype. We watched it to hype ourselves up for the podcast.
Yeah.
It ended kind of abruptly, so I think DPJ's edits on his hype videos are a little higher quality, but that says nothing about the quality of game.
And I only saw it because Shea Patterson retweeted it, and I think Shea retweeted it because it features him rushing twice. So I don't know if it's real or not, but I was laughing at the thought of it.
Yeah, she showed me, she's like, that's Shay. But yeah, True Wilson.
I didn't know what True Wilson was doing. Maybe he was in on the play. I don't actually know. But I was like, nope, there goes Shay. Like, that's him.
But True, it's your time to shine. So
True.
Get those retweets on that hype video. We support you.
Should I retweet it?
Yeah, honestly, let's make that the most retweeted tweet on the internet. Nothing against Chris Evans, obviously.
The academic struggles at the University of Michigan is real.
It's so real. I cannot judge him for that. But moving on to more football news, because apparently we have
we have so
much football news. It kind of hurts.
It went from like zero to like six stories in like,
yeah,
2 days.
We have the best recruiting class in the Big Ten, yeah, which is the most adorable thing I have ever heard in my life. Yeah, I mean, most of our,
Penn State, probably.
Most of our, big recruits were more, they more signed during early signing day, so there wasn't a ton of, shock during this signing day. Mm-hmm. But we did get a baby Shay, Nick Patterson, so I thought that was cool.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, our recruiting class is really good, is really exciting because people, you know, will talk about Harbaugh, say that he can't recruit, and it's like, look at that, we have the best recruiting class in the Big Ten. And we flipped Dax Hill back from Alabama, so look at us go.
Truly. It's just also real nice to not have, Ohio State, on top. Or, Penn State, for that matter, either. I think a lot of people probably jumped ship after Urban Meyer was like, bye, I'm going to be a professor now.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so
I think I saw that, because, one of them, went, flipped to Virginia Tech, because they're Urban Meyer's gone, so am I. I'm like, okay.
I mean, that makes sense. You get recruited by one of the top head coaches of all time, and then he's no longer the head coach. That would make sense in any situation.
Yeah. So I'm super excited for the class of 2019. Hopefully you provide. Or if not, in your freshman year, then you learn the ropes real fast, and you're ready to go next year.
Yeah. And as the...
Be the change.
be the change you want to see in the University of Michigan
football program. Big house.
Also, while we're at it, those who stay will be champions.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, so shout out to Shay.
So also, Rashawn Gary, Devin Bush, Chase Winovich, David Long, Karan Higdon, and Zach Gentry are all vibing to the NFL Combine. So that's exciting.
Yeah, way to rep.
Zach Gentry, I believe, was an English major, so shout out to him in particular. That's my brethren. But yeah, that's exciting. But you know what I have to say to all of them?
Yeah.
Thank you, next.
Whoa.
Yeah, we already said that in this podcast.
We're thankful for you.
We're really thankful for you, honestly.
Yeah.
All of you. Good job.
We're going to miss you guys.
We really will. But we have the best recruiting class in the Big Ten, so... So other sports news.
Should we start with the big T, or should we build up to the big T?
I kind of want to start with the big T because I feel like it's been brewing this entire time and I'm ready to spill it.
I want
to
build up to it though. Okay. So basically I'll just do a short rundown of the last few days of basketball. So I believe it's Tuesday night. Number 13, Kansas, lost to Kansas State. Tennessee was playing pretty close to Mizzou. I don't know why I almost said MSU. But anyways, they were pretty close with Missouri for a while there, but eventually pulled ahead and got the dub. Villanova went to overtime with Creighton, but eventually pulled out the win as well. They're currently ranked number 14. Wisconsin played Minnesota, and they only won by 5. So I personally think that Minnesota is a really tough and strong team, and they're playing ball with all the big dogs. So they play MSU on Saturday, and I personally think that Minnesota could get the dub. Just like
hot
the
take.
Way, yeah, that's like a hot take, and if it happens, you heard it here first.
Copyright that. Minnesota can beat Michigan State.
Also, like, in news for, like, 10 minutes, maybe. Boston College led Duke at the half, but only by 2 points. But, of course, Duke being Duke ended up getting the dub 80-55. So, props to you, Boston College, for hanging on for, like, 20 minutes. But then afterwards, you know, you just caved in like everyone else. Okay, and North Carolina played NC State. And they scored 113 points. So I don't know what they were on. So,
oh my gosh.
And it wasn't like outstanding Michigan like never. Shooting percentage, but like it was, I think, oh shoot, what's his name? That's like Luke something. Anyways, he had like 31 points. So shout out to you. You don't remember your last name. And NC State scored 96. So clearly there's just like no defense happening at all. So also, Marquette was ranked number 10, and they lost to an unranked St. John's. So some more shakeup in the top 10. Tonight Iowa and Indiana are playing, and I'm super excited about it. It happens in like 40 minutes, so at like 9 p.m. So
I really want to watch it happen by the time you're listening.
Yeah, so I feel like that'll be a really good game. I mean, Indiana.
They both start with I, so like there's that.
Yeah, and Indiana coming off of like a real nice like overtime win, like shout out to them. So yeah, as Michigan and MSU have been like slipping and sliding on ice, like we personally have been like here
quite a bit.
Kentucky has like taken advantage of that and have moved up to number 5. I
feel like I had a dream about Kentucky last night.
They're on like a roll here right now. And of course, the big game on Saturday night will be number 2 Duke and number 3 UVA. So we got the rematch coming, and now we can do the tea.
Okay.
Now it's tea time.
Tea time. Are you ready? Should we say it in like British accent? Because like
it's tea time.
Okay.
I don't know how to do a British accent.
Okay, so not for our tea time.
Okay.
We are going to spill the tea. That was so bad.
I'm so sorry if you're British.
Okay, so you probably already know this, but we really like it. Do you want to say it?
No.
Okay. Michigan State University, fondly known over here as Little Brother, has lost 3 games in the past 11 days. It's so cute. I love when they do that. That's adorable.
So they lost on the road to Purdue, lost at home to Indiana in overtime, and then on Tuesday night, they lost to Illinois on the road.
Love to see it.
I rewatched it because I personally was watching the Michigan game, and I missed the whole thing, and I personally would have rather watched the Illinois-MSU game. Because when I watched it at, like, 11 p.m., Illinois just led from the get-go. It was crazy. And we'll talk more about this game, like, later on. But that was a big deal.
Yeah, especially because everyone's been, I don't know. I mean, Michigan State has been a good team up until now. Like, I'm not going to deny that. But it's nice to clearly, like, show that we're the dominant team in the state.
Yeah, now we're sitting alone top of the Big Ten.
We better stop talking before we play them, though.
Clearly. You didn't hear any of it.
If you mentioned this anywhere.
You didn't hear it from us. Okay, yeah. So we'll talk more about that later in a different segment.
So there's a little bit more sports news before you get into the fun stuff. The NBA trade deadline was today. We don't really talk about the NBA here. I really only pay attention as it pertains to former Michigan players. So like when, I don't know, like when Thon Maker got traded away from the Bucks to Detroit, I was like, aw, that's DJ's friend. Because I'm pretty sure I've like seen them in pictures together.
Oh.
And that's like the only thing that I pay attention to. But Nick Stauskas like didn't vibe anywhere, which is really sad.
Oh, no one picked him up?
Yeah,
he's
no.
Just, like in like
no, so,
no man's land?
Okay,
what's going on here?
Let me tell you the tale.
Okay.
So
the tale?
He, once upon a time,
okay,
Nicholas Stauskas was a young Portland Trailblazer.
Okay.
Then suddenly he was a Cleveland Cavalier.
I do remember that because my brother was like Michigan guy on the Cavs.
Yes, yes. And then he was a Rocket, much like Duncan Robinson, our favorite Skyrocket, who is
so, like,
not
a
like
a Rocket.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he was a Pacer.
Indiana Pacer. Okay.
Yeah. Which, like, side note, what is a Pacer? It's like the Pacer test.
Like running?
Yeah, anyway. Then the Pacers, but the Pacers, like, I honestly, like, I shouldn't be talking about this on a podcast because I don't understand any of it. But the Pacers, basically, I think they took a draft pick instead, so they're going to waive Nick Stauskas. So, essentially, he's nowhere.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
You know that, like, gif of the kid with, like, the bowl cut, the, like, blonde kid, and he's just, like... shaking his head back and forth because he doesn't know where to look. That was me, like, the entire time during, like, all this, like, NBA, like, trade.
Yeah, because I follow it, like, very from a distance.
Like, so. I found it, like, interesting, especially, like, all this stuff with, like, Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was wondering about Anthony Davis. I wanted to know, you know? Especially because, like I thought Mo was going to get all his friends taken away, and I thought that was sad.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, so also in sports news, there was a Super Bowl. The New England Patriots won, if you've ever heard of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that a little bit more later.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, so we have our fail list for this week. Our fail list, also, like, we just weren't creative this week, so...
No, we were.
Okay, there's one thing on our fail list. There are two things on our fail list.
Fail, though.
Do you want to say what number one was?
The number one fail of all fails of this past week was Michigan State's basketball team.
So, as previously stated, they lost to Purdue, Indiana, and Illinois. Quote Harley Johnson, that's so embarrassing.
Okay, so our friend Bailey, she said a while ago, she said, it still sticks with me to this day. She goes, if losing to Illinois should be two losses, the game and your dignity. And I keep that to heart truly every day. And so... Yeah, Illinois, like, started, like I said earlier, from the get-go, they led basically the entire time. Into the second half, I believe, is when they finally, like, led for the first time the whole game. But then Illinois eventually overtook them again and just held on basically to dear life. At one point during the second half, Illinois didn't score in 8 minutes. And they still ended up beating the number 9 team.
How is that possible?
It was incredible. I have no
idea how
they did
that. That's like a quarter of the game.
I know, 8 minutes.
Bringing back the math major skills.
It was iconic, honestly. But I think everyone was just off. Like, unbelievable. Like, I don't personally, like, watch MSU basketball because gross. But, like... The whole team had to rely on Cassius Winston, and he obviously can't do everything himself. He's just, like, one dude, and I think he just, like, crumpled under the weight of, like, everyone else being off for the game. And when they would, like, pan over to, like, Josh Langford, because he's, like, in a boot and he can't play for the rest of the season, his facial expressions when he, like, realized that his team was about to lose to Illinois was so funny. You should go back and watch it on ESPN.
That's sad.
It was pretty funny, though, because he was just, like, in disbelief. He looked – I've been, like, saying this, like, all week, but I'm, like, it looks like he wanted, like – the capability of, like, growing a new leg so it can actually go out and play.
Like, what would he do with the old one? Just logistically.
It would just, like, go away, and he'd have, like, a new leg.
So like, well, I mean, I feel like he would want that regardless.
It would just, like, go away.
Okay.
And, yeah, because, you know, this is just, like, magic. So it'd be, like, replaced with, like, a new foot or something. Or knee. I don't actually know what's wrong with him. I think it's foot. But anyways, I can't remember the total turnovers. I think it was 24 by the end of the game. But at one point, MSU had 14 turnovers with, like, 8 minutes still left in the first. It was truly a sight to see. I high-key think it's probably one of my favorite games I've ever watched. And it's not even the Michigan basketball game.
Are you going to need Taylor to code that onto your laptop?
I think I'm going to have it coded onto my laptop. Yeah, the story behind that is I always have the Sweet 16 game from last year.
Against Texas A&M.
So Michigan against Texas A&M. Always in, like, my doc on my laptop.
Our Eek's friend, our computer science friend, taught us how.
Yeah, so I can watch the full game whenever I want, and I do it a lot.
We, like, whipped it out when we were, like, on the docks, like, tanning. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, really crowded. We were, like, half underwater, and you pulled it out. Yeah, so next on our fail list is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We...
distant memory, but it was, like, Sunday.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about that later, and we get it already, so, yeah. But Super Bowl,
so we're... yeah, stick around for that.
If you want to hear more about the Super Bowl,
the, like, topic of the Super Bowl.
I'm just really
Tom Brady.
Our next segment is, you know, you go to Michigan when.
Do we do any of these things?
Okay, yeah. Well, people apparently want Tom Brady to be our commencement speaker. Well, like, not mine, but the 2019 commencement speaker, which, are you going to be there for that?
I will graduate in the fall.
So no.
December 19th.
Okay. Well, maybe he'll be there for that.
I hope to God not. I won't go.
I just, like, what do you, because I saw this as, like, a change.org petition on Facebook. They're like, we want Tom Brady as our commencement speaker. And I'm like, you could not choose a more polarizing figure in the whole world. But, like, I'm just imagining Tom Brady up at, like, Michigan commencement. Like, we're still here. We're still here.
And, like, you would have to actually sit through that. Like, you could not leave. It's your own graduation. You're probably freezing to death because it's, like, May in Michigan and you're listening to Tom Brady.
What else do you think he would probably say? Like,
I'm inspired by my dad. Yeah, my dad. That's what you would hear. And I'd be like, have the crowd be like, yeah, my dad. And I'll be, like, in the corner of the big house, like, you suck.
Aw, don't say that to Tom. There's also been a lot of talk of a statue of Tom Brady going up somewhere on campus.
Weird.
Which is kind of weird because there aren't a lot of statues on campus. Yeah. Like, they're mostly of, like, historical, like, I don't even know what they are. There's that one family that's all naked. Like,
you know what I'm talking
about? And then there's the one that looks like it's dabbing. But we don't have a lot of, like... like, I'm pretty sure Bama already has, like, a Nick Saban statue up.
We have a Bow one.
That's true. Somewhere on, like, the athletic campus, right?
Yeah, I think it's probably outside of Chicago.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, yeah.
I haven't been down State Street in so long.
I think a statue of Tom Brady would be...
an eyesore.
No, I mean, you can't say it would be an eyesore.
It wouldn't be. Have you seen that, like, figurehead that they made of Cristiano Ronaldo?
No.
I'll pull it up.
But yeah,
if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
But
just keep talking. I'm looking it up. Yeah, that.
Oh yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
That's how Tom Brady would look.
Yeah, I don't know where they would put that, but I just can't imagine them doing that. It doesn't seem like something Michigan would do.
No.
I personally
think it would look ugly.
No, I don't. I mean, we have to admit that Tom Brady is kind of like the one thing our football program has going for it in the past few years, as proven by looking at the UMich football Instagram that's like only Tom Brady. Harley's plugging her ears. I'm spilling truth right now. You can listen or not, but it's truth.
I can't hear you.
Okay, so the next thing we have on, you know, you go to Michigan when, is, so as we said before, I was like kind of standing outside of Harley's class because I didn't know what else to do. And they were like calculating movements, which I think is what you do as a movement science major.
Yeah.
Care to elaborate? Joints. And they were like calculating for like.
Yeah, we're calculating the, like, joint. The angles between like specific like body segments.
So like, could you calculate the move side of Xavier Simpson's hook shot?
I probably could.
Could you do it right here, live?
No. Like, I don't have a calculator.
No, you can be the calculator.
I can't be the calculator because I have to use, like, the law of cosines.
I'm a math major. I'll help you out.
Okay, cool.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe next time.
Guys, for the record, I'm not a math major.
Are you?
Okay, now I'm really excited because we have our secret segment.
Oh, no. I don't know what to expect.
I have a secret segment. I've been telling Harley I have a secret for her. Oh. She doesn't know what it is, and I'm going to pull it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What can I want that would be, like, a surprise?
No, you don't want it.
I don't want
a
surprise?
No, you're not going to like it.
Pep Hamilton's coming back?
No. It's like a whole segment. Are you ready?
Oh, no. Okay.
Ow. Listen.
Okay. Am I supposed to be listening to something?
Sorry. Oh. I need to get into character.
Are you doing pilgrim facts?
No.
Okay. Oh, wait. Yeah, people wouldn't get that. Never mind.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Okay. Ready?
Not really, but I guess.
Okay. This is a story written by...
No.
Mechanic 18. It starts from Catherine's point of view. I straighten my short blue dress and put my notepad and pen in my pocket for orders. The first hour is really slow. I waited for a cute old couple who gave me a nice $10 tip, which I gladly took. But then a bus showed up at the cafe, and I blinked to make sure it was the Patriots team coming out, and it was. Oh goodness, how am I going to handle taking all of their orders? At least it wasn't the whole team. It was about 20 of them. There was Tom Brady, Danny Amendola, Jared Mayo, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, LeGarrette Blount, Justin Coleman, Alfonso Denard, Logan Ryan, etc. They all walked in, and I looked up and made eye contact with Tom Brady. I don't know where he went. And smiled, and he smirked. Sit wherever you like, I say.
Wait, who smirked?
Tom! All right, thanks. What's your name? Tom responds. Catherine, and no problem, I will be right over, I answer. I inform my chef, Bernardo, he's Italian, that we have 20 players from the Patriots here, which made him a little stressed. Hello, guys. Do you each want a separate bill? I ask. That would be great, Danny responds, and I catch Tom looking at me, and I blush. I'm a fan of the Patriots, by the way. My family's from Massachusetts, I say. Wow, we have a fan in Miami, that's a first, Tom points out, and they all start laughing. All right, what can I get you guys to drink, I ask. Can we have some milk? Excuse me, can we have some milk? Tom speaks for all of them.
Milk.
And that's all we have for this week. If you are interested in reading the rest, I would suggest searching Tom Brady fan fiction on Wattpad, and that's what comes up. There are also, like, a lot of, like, LaMelo Ball fan fictions on Wattpad, and so I debated reading one of those, but I thought you would like the Tom one. What were your thoughts on that? She's so mad at me right now.
I am distraught.
Aren't you kind of, like, left on a cliffhanger? Don't you want to know what happens next?
He needs some milk, apparently.
And don't you want to know? Like,
if he gets milk?
Like, yeah.
No.
Also, like, he's vegan. He doesn't drink milk.
Okay. That's... No. Okay, so just the way that this is presenting itself, it sounds like she wants to date, like, everyone on the Patriot. So, I hated that I had to listen to that.
You're welcome. And we'll be back for more next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The fans want what they want.
No, they don't.
Okay, so our next segment is Would You Rather. And I actually put some Would You Rathers on my phone so you wouldn't be able to think about them first. So you can ask me the ones you have on there because I didn't read them. And then...
So we're just going to...
Yeah,
read any of these?
No, I didn't look at them.
Okay, cool. Would you rather watch Super Bowl 53 every day for a week or watch paint dry every day for a week?
I kind of have the same one on mine.
Great minds think alike.
I mean, I think I would rather watch the Super Bowl just so I can, like, listen to Tony Romo. That was, like, kind of the only plus. And, like,
fine, then I'm going to add Romo that you can't, like, hear the announcer.
Okay, but what if Tony Romo, like, does the, like, commentary on the paint drying? I'm going to choose the paint drying.
Would you rather watch Super Bowl 53 with Dan Dockage talking the whole time or watch paint dry with Dan Dockage talking the whole time?
Paint dry.
Paint dry?
Yes. Ooh, I want to watch Super Bowl 53 again. That was
that was bad.
Okay, should I ask my first question?
Yeah, we can just
okay off. So this is a question that was asked by, like, the UMich basketball Twitter. Oh, I didn't understand it. Xavier Simpson or Tom Brady?
Xavier Simpson. Why would you ask me that?
Because Tom Brady's won a lot more Super Bowls than Xavier Simpson. You gotta think about this logically.
Speaking of which, just because you, like, mentioned that, I have something to show. This is what my brother sent me. Okay, so it's a picture of John O'Korn and Tom Brady. And it said, keep him in mind, like, remember, my brother is an Ohio State fan, just so you know this. And said one of the guys had zero career Super Bowl interceptions, the other has six.
Which is true.
Which is true.
So I guess you could say Xavier Simpson has fewer Super Bowl interceptions than Tom Brady. All right. Ask your next question.
Would you rather walk in the snow so you move out of the way for DPJ or Tariq Black?
The other day I was walking to class and like DPJ was walking towards me. I feel so creepy right now. And he like didn't move out of the way, so I had to walk in the snow.
What is your answer?
DPJ. I'll say DPJ because I already moved out of the way for DPJ. Okay. I feel so creepy when I see them around like campus because like they don't know who I am, but I have a podcast about them. Like that feels like some Dan Humphries like level stuff.
True.
Okay. Next. Would you rather take Urban Meyer's leadership class at The Ohio State University or take Orgo 2 at the University of Michigan?
Honestly, Orgo 2, because I'll fail both, because I would show up to Urban Meyer's class marrying Michigan stuff and he would fail me. So
yeah, that's real.
Either way, I'm getting an E and a bad GPA. Would you rather be traded to the Lakers or stay with the Pelicans?
Obviously, I would rather be traded to the Lakers, not because of LeBron, because of my man, Mo. I really want to, like, hang out with Mo. I feel like we'd get along.
Okay.
That also just made me feel really creepy.
So it's like, okay.
This is the one that was sort of like what you already asked me, but would you rather rewatch the Super Bowl or rewatch your joint kinematics lecture that I also watched with you?
My joint kinematics lecture? Yeah. Because then maybe I would understand it better if I watched it a second time. No, it's bad.
It's okay.
Would you rather lose to Illinois or Rutgers?
Illinois.
Really?
Yeah. What if I don't want to get Rutgered, you know? Then getting Rutgered. Yeah.
Good point.
Would you rather have the Pats win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years or shave your head? Like twice in the next 2 years.
I would have to. I can't shave my head. Mostly because people would call me by like my dad's name because we look the exact same. So if I was ever bald, people would probably call me Mark. And I can't have that happen. So unfortunately.
So you'd rather have the Pets win the Super Bowl twice than be called Mark?
Yes, because it takes so long for my hair to grow. Like I was a bald baby until I was like three. Would you rather have a grande unsweetened iced coffee with soy or a grande soy latte?
Oh, this one's hard. Right now I'm kind of feeling a soy latte. I usually go grande unsweetened iced coffee with soy because they're a lot cheaper.
Yeah, they are.
But like if I need to like really like if I'm having a bad day, soy latte never fails to lift my spirits. So assuming they're both free, a soy latte.
Okay.
Is that your last one? Oh, no, you have one more. Okay, I have one more for you also.
Ooh,
would you rather have MSU win the Big Ten this year? Or
in what?
Basketball.
Okay.
Or have diarrhea for 2 months.
Oh my lord.
No breaks.
No breaks?
Yeah. It just flows.
Oh, I couldn't show my face because I'd be currently in the potty.
Like now, in the potty. Like the podcast.
No, that is horrible.
You gotta choose.
Fine, I'll take one for the team.
I was gonna say, are you really gonna let our boys down?
No, I would
never. Would you really let John Beilein down just for some personal hygiene issues?
You're right, I love John Beilein with my whole heart. I would do anything for that man. Okay. Would you rather live in East Lansing for 1 week or Columbus for 1 week?
Okay, so this is hard because MSU fans don't really scare me. They're, like, really not that threatening. But East Lansing is the most boring place in the world. There's nothing to do there. I think I would die. I think I'd rather watch the Super Bowl than go to East Lansing. But Columbus, I've never been there, but I've heard it's a really cool city. But I'm terrified of Buckeye fans.
They're vicious down there.
They're so scary. But I also feel like no one would, like, try to fight me because, like, why would they? So I'm going to go with Columbus.
Okay.
Okay, so up next we have our We Get It Already, where we talk about what we have heard repeatedly the entire week in sports.
Which are?
Well, first off, the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. And the halftime show, too, high key.
Yeah. Okay, so first off on the Super Bowl, we're just going to recap it really quickly. Our first recap is that after the game, Tom Brady kissed Robert Kraft, his owner. Because he kisses everybody.
He really does.
Like, yeah. So that's our summary of the Super Bowl.
Also the summary, lowest scoring Super Bowl in the history. And
I kind of was like, I feel like I'm watching Big Ten football right now.
And like a Rutgers and Illinois game probably is what yeah. It was. I think it was probably definitely just a defensive stronghold for both teams, but
that's what boring people say.
That's what boring people say. To be like, it was actually a good Super Bowl. I'm like, no,
it's like, I'm from the University of Michigan. I know good defense and enjoy watching it. That was the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was so boring. But the Rams like punter had the like record 65 yard punt has never been done in the Super Bowl, so he probably would have won MVP if the Rams won because he punted the whole time.
Kind of like yeah, cool.
I think that's all I retained from.
And then, did you want to go over the halftime show?
Oh,
put that on there.
Okay, so we all know that the creator SpongeBob like died, so people were like petitioning to like have like the episode of Band Geeks where they sing Sweet Victory be part of the halftime show. So they like pull up like Squidward and everyone like goes like crazy because they're like, oh my gosh, I gotta do it. And then it just like was literally just an intro to Sicko Mode. And I was like, is this a TikTok?
I didn't watch the halftime show, but I heard it was very cringy.
And then it was just like Adam Levine like taking off various layers until it was revealed that he is like completely tatted with like this huge tattoo that just says California on his stomach.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Like,
it was super cringeworthy, but obviously, like, it was the NFL trying not to be like, not the NFL, but not. It was like Rihanna turned it down. Cardi B, I think, turned it down.
So nobody wanted to be associated with the NFL, understandably, because
yeah, they wanted to stand with Colin Kaepernick for good reason.
Yeah.
So nobody wanted to do it. Like, even, like, Travis Scott, like, asked Colin Kaepernick if it'd be, like, okay to, like,
perform. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently Maroon 5 donated all the money they made to charity, so that was nice of them. But I was mostly just disappointed because Travis Scott didn't propose to Kylie Jenner. And I have a theory that they're already married because she's been referring to him as her husband for, like, months, so whatever.
Super weird.
And then our next We Get It Already is that Duke is playing Virginia on Saturday. Because literally all I hear about ever is Duke. I know we've talked about this before, but, like, I was, like, taking these children on this, like, youth retreat over the weekend. And as, like, a metaphor for God, they literally use Zion Williamson. And I'm sure it was much more complex than that. But I was sitting there. I think I was, like, chanting overrated with all of the little points. Because I was like, are you kidding me? I can't escape for one weekend.
That's so funny. Yeah, so I was, like I said, I rewatched the MSU Illinois game on Tuesday night, and every commercial break was like the like rematch on Saturday. Number 2 Duke, number 3 UVA, and I was like, oh god, like you can't escape them, and it's horrible. Come on, UVA, do me this solid. But then they'll still be like, Duke is the best basketball team that we've seen in decades. And I'll be like, no, they ain't. And we'll be back here again next week talking about how, like, Zion, like, dunked on everybody. And apparently is a metaphor for whatever. should I, like, play this vibe?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jalen Rose went up on, like, Get Up ESPN to, like, share some, like, some of his thoughts about Zion Williamson. So I'm going to, like, play this in an awkward but, yeah, this is what he had to say, if I can get it to go.
Zion is a terrific, amazing, wonderful, fantastic prospect, okay? I see him as a guy that has the chance to be a perennial all-star, possibly all NBA. But I don't see Zion as an MVP player in the league.
I might not disagree with it, but I see him as a personality, and the joy that he plays with,
I don't
and
the
enthusiasm
him,
that he plays
I don't
with,
see him
is
as,
contagious.
I don't see him on the next level as the best player on a championship team.
So that's the tea.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Jalen Rose is a little salty because of all the Fab Five comparisons with Duke's freshman class, but it's always a breath of fresh air to hear something negative about Zion Williamson. Not that, I mean, I'm personally like a secret Duke fan.
No, don't even like.
I mean, okay, I watched their like ESPN show that's called like Try Your Best or like whatever it's called. I don't remember what it's called. But like, and then I was like binge watching on our Polar Vortex Day like videos of Zion, RJ, Cam Reddish, and whatever the other one is.
Yeah, man.
I forget who I'm missing. But they all seem like really good kids. And like, obviously, they're good at playing basketball. But yeah, I'm really sick of hearing about them. So. And I feel like anything that says anything mildly negative about Duke, despite them having lost a couple games, is like a hot take.
I personally thought it was kind of just like a breath of like fresh air because like I agree. Like you cannot deny like Zion Williamson's like obvious like presence and like talents like in the NCAA. But, like, that doesn't necessarily mean that it always, like, translates to the NBA. Like, people are thinking, like, so far ahead, like, into the future where they're like, oh, Zion's already going to be that, like, guy on a championship team, like, eventually going to, like, get an MVP. And I'm like, how, like, he's, like, 18, like, I know he's, like, my next step is to go to the NBA. But I'm like, it's not going to be the same thing. Yeah. When he's in the NBA.
Just a little fun fact. You might not have heard this before, but Tom Brady didn't do that great in college. And and he's now the GOAT. So.
Oh.
Just cool. Don't know if you'd heard that before.
Who?
So, really quickly, our update on my fantasy G League team.
You still have one?
Well, I got an email saying that, like, I'm not, like, eligible because I didn't select anyone to be on my roster. So, still under construction, but we'll get there eventually.
No.
I think that's about it for the show. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No.
All right. Next week, we might have some special guests, so stay tuned for that. Our podcasts are available under Maize and Brew Podcasts on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and directly on Maize and Blue. So please subscribe and rate and spread the word to your friends.
And don't forget to watch Michigan basketball on Saturday.
Yes. And also, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter. Our podcast now has an Instagram, which is Views From Pod. That's also our Twitter username. And then you can find me on Twitter at Hannah_H227 and on Instagram at Hannah.Hershey.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Harley_JohnsonX.
See you next week.
Bye. Yeah.